stop telling people what you do on social media. Now, while that may sound like a clickbaity headline, I actually mean that. I don't think you should be telling people what you do on social media, because there's something better that you should be saying. I'm going to break it down in this episode. Welcome to Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs, where we help overwhelmed business owners go from this...
I would end up completely dropping the ball.
Running in all these different directions at once.
I was getting in my own way.
To this.
Now my social media brings in revenue.
To over $1,000 worth of work from a social media post.
It's so easy to put into practice.
My name is Jerry Potter, and in this episode, I'm going to encourage you to stop telling people what you do on social media. And I'll explain more why in just a second, what you should do instead. Also want to let you know, next week, how do you handle haters, complaints, mean people on social media? Whether you are fearless on social media until somebody complains and it completely throws you off, or if you're even afraid to put yourself out there because of what people might say, we'll talk through how to deal with all that on episode 14 of the Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs podcast. So why am I asking you to stop telling people what you do on social media? Well, there are a few reasons. One, because what we do is often boring. You know, what do you do? I'm a social media coach. Oh, cool. I'm going to go talk to these other people now. What do you do? I'm a landscaper. Oh, cool. I'm going to go talk to these other people now. Like, obviously, when you tell people what you do, you want to get their attention. But the other problem with telling people what you do is you tend to be solution-based instead of problem-based. So let me break this down. You are a problem solver. Every single business on the planet is solving a problem for somebody. Some things may be so frivolous, they don't seem like problems, but everybody, every single one of us is solving a problem of some sort. As Donald Miller, who wrote Building a Story Brand, says, want to get attention? Start with a problem. It's a great way. Well, what happens is when we focus on what we do, we are starting with the solution. I am a real estate agent. I am a social media coach. Somebody who is struggling with social media generally isn't looking for a social media coach. They are looking to improve their social media. So the purpose of this episode is to remind you that you are a problem solver, and that is the way that you should talk about your business on social media. When we talk about the solution, three things happen, okay? First, we end up trying to sell something that people may not want. I remember meeting with a prospective one-on-one client a couple of years ago, and he was telling me all about this product that he had and what it did and he created. And it's like, it's going to be so great, and I think it could change the world, and I just need to get the word out there. And I'm not going to talk about what it was because I don't want to call him out, but he was all about this product. And I said, okay, what's the problem that this solves? And he told me. And I said, okay, and what percentage of the population do you think has this problem? And he said, well, I have it, so I assume other people have it. I said, okay, why don't you go and find five people who are your ideal person, like they are the exact age you're guessing, the exact lifestyle, you know, all of the different things that would make them your ideal customer, and then ask them about this problem. And you don't have to say you have a product, just say, hey, do you ever, you know, struggle with this? Because if so, I was curious, you know, what you do to get around that or get over it. And he did, and he came back and he said, all right, I talked to five people and none of them had that problem. And the conversation at the time was, if you don't already have a product that people want and that they will like afterward, social media is not going to fix that. When you focus on solutions instead of problems, you sometimes end up trying to sell something people don't want. The second reason that focusing on solutions instead of problems backfires on you is you end up pigeonholing yourself into the wrong solution a lot of the time. I love thinking about Blockbuster Video in this example. And if you don't know the history of Blockbuster Video, they used to have thousands of stores around the world where you could go rent originally VHS tapes and then DVDs for $4 or $5 a night. It was a very profitable business. Well, then Netflix came along and they said, hey, we're going to offer DVDs by mail and you just pay one flat rate. There's no late fees. Keep it as long as you want. If you don't get to it to the first night, no worries. Just hold on to it and then send it back when you're done and we'll send you the next video that we have on your list, the next DVD. And Netflix became a very quick success. Blockbuster said, no, 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 you should still come to your local store and rent DVDs right here. Look, here we are. And while you're here, buy some overpriced microwave popcorn and buy these old movies that you once liked that you'll never want to watch again. You know, and it worked for a while. But eventually they pigeonholed themselves into what was potentially the third best solution. And of course, when streaming came along, it pretty much put the nail in the coffin of Blockbuster Video. But if you focus on the solution instead of the problem, you pigeonhole yourself sometimes into what is not the best solution. So if you're building your business, it's okay if a product is a solution, but when you're building your business and your brand, you want to be known for solving a certain problem. The third reason focusing on solutions instead of problems is a problem is because you end up with blinders on and you don't see the actual problem that your customers, or I don't see the actual problems that my customers have because we're so focused on this solution. Every single one of your customers or clients or potential customers or clients are trying to solve a problem. So that's what you need to talk about on social media is the problem that you solve, not what you do and not the solution that you provide. I did a little research into venture capitalists, and I don't know if that's a worldwide phrase, but a venture capitalist is somebody who invests in businesses for a stake in the business. So they'll go to somebody with an idea, and they'll say, great, I'm going to give you this many hundreds of thousands of dollars or whatever for a 40% stake in the company. And then, of course, if it takes off, then I get to get rich too. And research shows that venture capitalists pretty much always invest in the problem being solved, not what the solution is. Take a look at your social media profiles and see what they say right now. Do they define the problem that you solve? This would be your bio on Instagram or TikTok, your cover photo on a Facebook business page. If it's a personal profile, you get that one line that sits under your cover photo, or you could do it on your cover photo as well. It's your LinkedIn bio. What does it say? Does it say what you do? Does it talk about the solution or does it talk about the problem you solve? Because if somebody is checking you out on social media for the first time and maybe their friend recommended them, my friend recommended me to you, I go to check you out. One of the first things I'm looking for, does this person solve the problem that I have? Because if you don't, or you make it hard for me to figure out, like I have to read three paragraphs or read your vague title and go, oh gosh, I don't know if this person solves the problem that I have, then I'm probably going to move on to something else. Unless my friend bugs me again to come and check out your stuff. But let's say that I am struggling with ADHD and I come and it just says, oh, I'm a life coach. Well, if you are a life coach that specializes in ADHD, then you should say, I help adults, let's say, struggling with ADHD to blank. What is the problem that you solve? Make sure it's clear. Make sure they don't have to look for it. And you will get far more people interested in you and your business. Thank you so much for using the Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs podcast to become a streamlined entrepreneur in your own life. You can get more info and links or share everything that we talked about today with a friend at streamlinerspodcast.com/13. That's /13. And I want to give a shout out to Nikki, who shared a review on Apple Podcasts, said, Jerry is totally my BFF, business friend forever. His tips have saved me more time than some info that I've actually paid for. I love his podcast, his Facebook group, his YouTube channel. I love this guy's whole life. Nikki, thank you so much for the kind words. If this wasn't a podcast, you'd probably see me blushing right now. But I appreciate you taking the time to leave the review because it helps others decide if investing their time, which is very valuable, in this podcast is worth it or not. It would mean so much if you would take time to leave a review as well. Just go to streamlinerspodcast.com/review. Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs is a production of 5 Minute Social Media and is produced by Candy Harper.